And joining us now for the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Lawson Lady Cardinals, Lisa Glenn. And, Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us today.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about some kids to wrap up the season.
And we're going to talk about a pair of seniors for you that made the Dream Team this year. Let's start with Kirsten Huffman. Let's talk about that young lady.
Yeah, Kirsten has been a three-year starter for us. She's been an all-conference, all-district player for her sophomore and junior year. It's been our leader, our point guard. You know, I think she led us in every statistical category except rebounds. She averaged almost 16 points a game, but, you know, she just kind of was our floor general and kind of made us go and handled the ball for us, you know, didn't have to worry too much when teams were pressing, when she was on the floor and things like that. And she's just has been a real competitor for our program for 4 years and great kid off the floor, you know, great student, good role model for the Lawson School District. And just really proud of her. She actually was also named Coaches Association All-State last week. So we were really excited that she made that list and qualified for that. And, you know, she just had a lot of great numbers. But, you know, the performances that she gave in our last 8 or 9 games in the month of February were the best I've ever seen by any player I've coached in that final month. And she had performances, I think, of 32 points, 30 points. She had a 29-point game, a 26-point game. She just really gave it her all in that last final month of the season. And single-handedly kind of put the team on her shoulder a couple of victories and, you know, helped propel us into the district finals. We did lose to Chillicothe in the district finals, but just really proud of what she was able to accomplish, not only this year, you know, in the month of February, but, you know, for her career and as a Lawson High School student and a member of our basketball family.
That is kind of a family that you got there, and I know you've been there at Lawson for many years. And as you've watched her grow, not just basketball-wise, but leadership-wise, how rewarding is that as a coach to kind of help, you know, grow them as young ladies too?
Oh, very important. You know, I think this is my 12th year. Of course, I went to school here, graduated from here, and so this program means a lot because I played in it, and now I'm coaching in it. I've had a daughter that's gone through it, and you know, it is very important to me. And Kirsten, the history with Kirsten goes back to when she was born. Her mom and I played high school basketball together. We played college basketball together, and so you know, there were a lot of times when Kirsten got treated like my daughter, and that's not always a great thing because she probably got some, you know, some chewings that maybe weren't necessarily her fault, but she definitely was a competitor, and she has, you know, set the bar high for the next round of people, and you know, hopefully, she scored her 1,000th point this year, and she's listed up, I think, 1,200 points, a little over 1,200 points in the history of Lawson for girls basketball players. So, yeah, she accomplished a lot and is definitely leaving in a lasting impression, and just proud of her, like I said, not only as a basketball player, but as a person.
And the other member from your team on the Dream Team this year, another senior for you, in Bethany Jacobson.
Yes, Bethany started for us last year and this year, and she's one of those kids that this year just really kind of bought into the system and really bought into her role. She was our leading rebounder this year, and a lot of times she would have the defensive assignments that were the toughest on the floor, and we asked her to do a lot, and her dad's a softball coach here at Lawson, and so she's what I would consider a typical coach's kid. You know, she's been around it, and she brings that attitude that is you know, competitive, and she's a fighter, but she's also, you know, a good kid to have in the locker room and within your team and within your program, and she did a lot for us this year. And honestly, there's a lot of things that Bethany probably did that don't necessarily show up in a box score. And, you know, coaches see those types of things, and our teammates see those types of things. But, you know, I'm just really proud of what she was able to accomplish. She was named All-Conference. She was also named All-District for the Coaches Association. She was named for the Lawson Invitational All-Tournament Team this year, And like I said, she did a lot of the little things. I know one game in particular, we were playing Cameron in the third place game of the Cameron tournament, and we were getting out rebounded, and we were behind at half, I think by eight, and we just pleaded with the kids at halftime. It was all about the rebounding, we felt like. And, you know, I think Bethany went out and she had zero rebounds in the first half, and I think she ended up with six or seven rebounds in the second half alone. And the girls kind of feet, you know, fed off of that, and we were able to come from behind and win that game. And so there was just a lot of things like that that she just really stepped up to the occasion in a big way in several different games, and very proud of what she was able to accomplish. She, too, is a great kid in the classroom, you know, off the court. I've just been so blessed with not just good basketball players and good athletes, but just great kids that make good decisions and have good morals and a good work ethic and are great role models for the younger kids in our school.
Well, to every team, regardless of what sport it is, every team has to have a player that, you know, you can teach them the game of basketball and the X's and O's and all of that, but those intangibles that certain players have are almost priceless, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. You know, and it's just, like I said, it just kind of clicked for Bethany at some point this season, and I can think of a game right before Christmas, and it just, I'm like, she's playing her tail off tonight, and she just played with a lot of resilience and a lot of fight with, you know, within her, and like I said, I think the girls fed off of that, and there is no statistical category for that, but I was just really proud to see that she got some of the glory and the recognition that she deserved by getting, you know, all conference and all district, and she's going to go to North Central Missouri College next year, and she's going to play softball there, and so I'm really excited to see her continue her career as an athlete and you know, go to the next level with her softball career. I'm very excited and proud of her for that.
Again, we're speaking with the head coach of the Lawson Lady Cardinals, Lisa Glenn, and the two members from her squad made the dream team this year, and Kirsten Huffman and Bethany Jacobson, both seniors. Coach, again, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us about these two young athletes. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to cover?
I don't think so. Like I said, I just appreciate KMZU giving us the opportunity. Thank you, Nathan, for, you know, another opportunity to talk about the kids, and we appreciate all that you guys do as well.
There you have it, Coach Lisa Glenn of the Lawson Lady Cardinals on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.